and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. The standing between the living and the dead, service family members worldwide. Beloved, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 320, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint, this unique arrangement, allows us to read the whole Bible, if you will, as a single true story, in chronological order. Today, beloved, we're reading 1 Samuel chapter 27, verses 1 through 7, and 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. Let's pray together. Holy Father God, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for allowing us to see another beautiful day in the life. I praise you and I thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold and many blessings that you've bestowed upon us. Lord, I praise you and I thank you for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical. Blessings and blessings beyond that down through the years, each and every day. And thank you for blessing us, Lord, and blessing me with thousands of answers to prayers, not only for ourselves, but for thousands of other people. What a tremendous blessing. And Holy Father God, we individually and hopefully collectively confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Wash and cleanse our souls and spirits and consciences and minds and hearts in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed for us on the cross so long ago, and make us whiter than snow on the inside. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us, Lord, with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. change us, who are saved from the inside out, from day to day, hour by hour. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would rebuke and bind our enemy, the devil, his demons, and his hosts. And Lord, from our individual lives, from our families, from our ministries, from our churches, from the work today, from the service today, from this service that's going to take place afterwards, if you should tarry your coming. And Lord, I pray that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. Lord, and cast out the sins that these spirits produce: pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, bad attitude, witchcraft, hatred, bitterness, treachery, hindrance, distraction, betrayal, and sabotage. Lord, cast out these demonic spirits and sins out of the lives of the people here who have that problem, out of the lives of the people out there who have that problem, and families across this country, churches across this country and around the globe. For the devil hates you, and he hates everybody who represents you, who is saved, who is truly saved by you, and who is serving you. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that you would indeed give us sweet victory today on this Wednesday, a day, prayer meeting day, that the devil normally strikes extremely hard, and for we are not ignorant of his devices. And Holy Father God, I pray that you pave the way for us and open up great doors for us of favor and blessing. And Lord, we pray that you'll work a divine miracle and continue to provide for us as you have now for over 41 years. And Lord, I do pray that you would deliver each and every one of us from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right. And do that which is pleasing in your sight, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Lord, we pray that you'll help all of us who name the name of Christ to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and to get back to you, our first love. And Lord, we pray for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving across this country and around the globe, and in our communities, in our churches, in our families, and in our individual lives. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would deliver us, Lord, from our distresses and our afflictions and our troubles and our cares and worries and anxieties. Lord, lift all of our burdens. We cast all of our cares upon you today. For Lord, we know that you care for us. Help us to truly, actually do that and stop trying to carry the burdens that we cannot carry. And Lord, I do pray that you would deliver each and every one of us from tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. Deliver each and every one of us from spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family, financial, student loan debt, student progress problems for those who are in college and striving to go on with their lives. Lord, and also we pray that you will deliver millions of people from housing crisis, food crisis, medical crisis, as well as utilities crisis in this country and around the globe. Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help everybody, Lord, to follow the good and right way and to come to know your Savior before it is eternally too late. And Lord, I do pray that you would bless and protect our family and all other families that name the name of Christ around the globe, from ourselves, from our flesh, and from the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray. Place upon us the whole armor of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. Lord, I praise you and thank you for the health and strength that I do have to do this morning. And I do pray that you'll grant me energy and strength from you, and might, unction, and anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word, to remember it, to hide it in my heart, to meditate on it, to understand it, and to comprehend it. Now, Lord, lay upon my heart the message and the words you'll have me to preach. And, Lord, this morning in the service to follow, save those who are lost, revive those who are saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing 1 Samuel chapter 27 verses 1 through 7 and then 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verses 1 through 7 according to the chronological Bible King James Version. And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines, and Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel, so shall I escape out of his hand. And David arose, and he passed over with the 600 men that were with him unto Achish, the son of Maok, king of Gath. And David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, even David with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's wife. And it was told Saul that David was fled to Gath, and he sought no more again for him. And David said unto Achish, if I have now found grace in thine eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country, that I may dwell there. For why should thy servant dwell in the royal city with thee? Then Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Wherefore Ziklag pertaineth unto the kings of Judah unto this day. and the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was a 40 years and 4 months. Now, 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. Now, these are they that came to David to Ziklag, while he yet kept himself. Pardon me. First Chronicles chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. Allow me to repeat. Verse 1. Now these are they that came to David to Ziklag, while he yet kept himself close because of Saul, the son of Kish, and they were among the mighty men, helpers of the war. They were armed with bows and could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of a bow, even of Saul's brethren of Benjamin. The chief was Ahiezer, then Joash, the sons of Shema, the Gibeothite, and Jeziel, and Pelet, the sons of Asmaveth, and Barakah, and Jehu, the Anatothite, and Ismaiah, the Gibeonite, a mighty man among the 30, and over the 30, and Jahaziel, and Jehanan, and Jozabad, the Gidrathite, Eluzai, and Jermoth, and Bealiah, and Shemariah, and Shethatiah, the Harufite, Elkanah, and Josiah, and Azariel, and Joazer, and Jashabiam, the Korahites, and Jorilah, and Zebediah, the sons of Jeroham of Gedor. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your holy word, and I am amazed at the detail of it and all that we can learn from those details about how to live this life for your glory, your praise, and your honor. We thank you for the life that you gave David, which has helped so many of us down through the years, no doubt millions around the world. Help us to remember your holy word. Help us to understand it and to comprehend it and to apply it to our lives, and then get into a position where we can teach it to others in a discipleship way and to preach your holy gospel to the lost. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me, the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good. Is my prayer.